Blog Talk Radio. grace, peace, joy, faith, love, Dr. V.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. You are tuned in to Dr. V with Love. This episode is called Love Scripts. We're going to be coming to you on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be walking through the Bible and highlighting places where God definitely showed us just how much He loved us. Not only that, we're going to be interviewing various authors and writers and musicians and authors who write about love, musicians who sing or play about love, and all of those God used to transmit His message. The Bible talks to us so many times about singing songs and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in our heart as unto the Lord. And then the Bible is just prolific with so many scriptures that tell us how to love and how much God loves us. And then we have God working through His artists and through His servants, and they pen or write or again sing songs or do those kinds of things to help you see just how much God loves you. So we want you to tune in each Sunday night, 9 p.m. on Dr. V with Love, the Love Scripts episode. We have a special guest tonight. He's an up-and-coming author. He's writing prolifically, and we want to hear some of the things that God has put on his heart. The Bible says that we should open up our mouth, and He will speak for us. So I often tell writers sometime what's in your heart. If you open up your mouth, the Lord will release it into the world and will bless them. And that's what you're called to do. To open up our broadcast tonight, before we bring on our special guest, I want you to be reminded that this is how Dr. V flows. We open up our broadcast with prayer and ask the Lord, even the Holy Spirit, to lead us and to guide us into all truth so that someone here, either now or archive, will be blessed and that they would want to start or reinforce their love relationship with the Lord. We all want to have right, rewarding relationships. First with God, then with ourselves, and then with others. And so we want to dedicate now, at the top of the show, this broadcast to the Lord in prayer. Pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank You. We praise You. Father, we glorify Your name. What an awesome God You are. What a loving God You are. You made love. This whole thing about love that we get so confused so many times about, You gave us love as a gift, even through Your Son. But You asked us to love one another. And so we need Your help to do that. Thank You for this broadcast as a medium to lift up through Your Word just how much You love us and how You want to encourage us to love one another. When Dr. V opens up her mouth tonight, give her words of wisdom. When our guests open up their mouths tonight, give them words of wisdom as well. And then most of all, Father, those that are listening, give them an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. These and all of the blessings we ask in Your darling Son Jesus' name. Amen. The scripture I want to lift up tonight for Love Scripts is 1 Corinthians 13, 4-8. It says this: love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Verse 8, love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be still. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. That's our focus scripture for tonight. 1 Corinthians 13:13 to add to that. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. I want you to be thinking about that as the broadcast rolls out tonight. We'll revisit that before we end and, you know, see if God is expounds on that for us in a very special way. We want to encourage you to continue to listen in. We're going to have our guests to come on in a minute. So, Pastor Lonnie Williams is a writer, as I shared with you before, and he's written some profound things, and we want to hear what he has been given by the Lord. And so when he comes on, I want you to be all ears, okay? Absolutely awesome. While we're waiting on him to come on, I want you to listen to this song, and I want you to be blessed by it. I certainly was. It's an opportunity for us to remember that in response, a good response to God's love for us is that we praise him, we glorify him, we magnify him. Listen up. praise him. Amen. Glory to God. I love that song. You know who that is, right? It's one of the Winans, and she is absolutely awesome with that. And we thank God for her tonight. If you just tune in, you tune in to the Dr. Reed with Love show. I want to remind you that our new schedule is on Monday nights. We have Genesis Talks with Dr. V. And toward the end of the month, we're going to have Tanya, who she's going to be my co-host. You are familiar with her. She started us out with Genesis Talks back in 2014. Yeah. Wow. So I'm excited about Tanya joining us, but we'll be here on Monday nights at 9 p.m., Genesis Talks, where we talk to leaders across this country, particularly women who are in their walk as God is expanding them and teaching them how to do soul leadership. Yeah, so excited. Genesis Talks. On Wednesdays, Unfailing Love, the church. Hey, the church without walls will be on a Wednesday night at 9 p.m. We'll put you to bed with some good scripture, good teaching. Join us. Some of us work on Sundays and Saturdays and can't get out to church, but we're going to have some church on Wednesday night. Yeah, late enough for you to get home from work and get your dinner and get settled and kind of, again, let that good word give you a good night's sleep. So, Unfailing Love, the Church Without Walls, full service on Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. On Friday, In My Key with Dr. V. You know what that means, right? In My Key started in 2012, actually. I was in California at that time, and God gave me to do, it started out actually on Facebook, just putting up some oldies and but goodies, some good tunes, you know, that help lovers fall in love again. You know, and I think old school is good music for that. Good old school music is good for that. And but it also in My Key, we interview artists with up and coming songs, love songs and ballads and that kind of thing. And I tell you, it makes a heart, merry heart do us good like a medicine. And God gave us music to give us a merry heart as well. So In My Key with Dr. V on Friday nights is also going to be on Facebook as well as here on Blog Talk Radio on the Dr. V with Love radio show. That's at 9 p.m. as well. On Sundays, again, here we are, Love Scripts, 9 p.m. on Sundays. All of these are Eastern Standard Time, and we want you to tell somebody, join us. You join us as often as you can, and just be a part of the show. And certainly when we realize you're on, we will live with us. We will go there and open up the portal so you can have comment if you'd like to. And that would be fun. Yeah. I have been doing radio for years, and I love radio. Yes. Even when I was just doing brick and mortar, not internet, I love radio. So God gave me this passion, and I'm so glad he did. And I am glad that you thought it not robbery to take a few, 45 minutes to an hour to listen to us whenever we're on. Check the stats, and we're still at around 30,000 listeners. That's amazing to me. I want to get to the 100,000 mark. You can help me. So let's plan on doing that together, okay? Sounds good to me. Again, Love Scripts is where we search the scriptures and lift up places in the Word of God to where He is directly showing us just how much He loves us. And also we bring on artists and writers and teachers and leaders who love is their favorite topic, and they either write, sing, or talk about love, teach love, and that kind of thing. So join us in Love Scripts. God gives you something and you want to share, and it is certainly lifting up God's word and via prose or poem or just a short story or article or thing or two, whatever it is that lifts up love and the mighty power of love to heal. That's one of my favorite topics. Love is healing. through a scripture. Earlier we read from Corinthians, and I want to revisit that again. We're still waiting on our guests to tune in. They're going to be in about the next 5 or 10 minutes. So until then, we're going to lift up the scripture again. 1 Corinthians 13, chapter 4 and 8, and then verse 13. Love is patient and love is kind. I want to just deal with those two parts of that scripture. It is patient and it is kind. And, you know, you have heard, I'm sure you've heard, so many preachers preach from this scripture. I think I have a time or two over my last 30 years of being in ministry that's there. But I don't know, today I want to look at it from God's perspective for a minute. Love is patient, love is kind. There's another scripture I can't pinpoint right away, but trust me, it's in there. Go look for it. The Bible tells us that God is, you know, God has not dealt with us according to our sins or to our iniquities. In other words, he's been a little patient with us. He gives us, like my mentor Brenda Wright says, he gives us space grace. He gives us time, you know, to get it right. I don't know about you, but I am 62 going on 63 years old, and I have lived a life, trust me, and I will be the first one to testify that God has been patient with Dr. V. Yes, he has. Like Paul said, there were times that I wanted to do right, but I did wrong. And every time I would try to do right, I would get just an army of resistance. You know, we struggle in this body, you know, to do the right thing for the right reason, the right way, expecting the right results, benefit mankind and to glorify God, my pastor Sterling Ann used to say all the time. But, you know, I think that when we think about how patient God is with us, oh, man, we ought to try to love him just a little bit more because he is patient with us. Some of us live however we want to, however we're big and bad enough, long enough, you know, until we get tired and, you know, we parted out, we danced out, we smoked out, we sexed out, we've done all those things out. And then, you know, like my pastor said one time, I was excited because one of my favorite blues artists, Etta James, was singing the gospel, and he said to me, he said, well, she spent her voice, you know, singing for the world, and then at the end, when her voice wasn't as strong and what have you like it was, then she decided to give God what was left. And I go, wow, I hadn't thought about it that way. Nevertheless, God was patient even with her, as he has been patient even with you, if you think about it. Whatever you've done, you know, however long you served someone other than God, and then we all had that day where a bright light shined and, you know, we were knocked off our little horses in life and we realized that, you know, it is God's salvation that's more important in life than anything that we've chosen above him. And so, thank you, Father, for being patient with us. Thank you for being kind. The Bible talks about he draws us with loving kindness, his cords and bands of love. And the way God draws us, the way he's there for us when we don't even deserve it, the way he gets us out of stuff that we get into, the way he goes, like the scripture says, before us to make the crooked places straight, the way he perfects those things that we're concerned about. How full of mercy he is. Oh, my God. I could go all night and talk about the patience of God, the kindness of God. And I often tell when I'm talking to women, sometimes I say, listen, Dr. V had done some things I wish God never saw. I never heard, really. You know, I'm just being transparent and honest with you. I know for a fact, I didn't have to read it anywhere. I know for a fact God is patient. He was patient for me to come out of the mindset that I was in, that I was the captain of my own ship and I was directing things, to realizing that God is really ordering my footsteps and directing my life, saving my life, protecting me, shielding me, guiding me, leading me. He wants his blessings to come and overtake me. You know, he wants to lead me beside the still waters. He wants to anoint my head with oil. And he wants to bless me in the presence of my God wants to do so much more. Even Jeremiah 29:11 says, listen, Dr. V, my thoughts toward you, they are of peace and not evil. Girl, I want to give you a hope, but I want to give you a future. And I'm going to be patient enough until you realize that, walk in that thing, you know what I'm saying? Just accept it, you know. I think that we don't think about it, that scripture, the relationship that God has already showed us how to be patient and how to be kind, how to be long-suffering. And so he wants us to be like that toward each other. You know, I look at my husband sometimes, and I use him for example because I can. He's patient, so very patient in some things. In some things, not so much. Same with me. You know, I've been known to have the gift of patience, but even there are times where I get frustrated. I was telling my grandson this yesterday in the store. And it was toward the end of the day. I was getting a little tired. My feet were tired. My back was hurting. All this. And he was full of energy. And so little Solly, he was jumping around like boys do, four-year-old boys do. If he wasn't, I would probably be concerned. But he was exercising his right to move. And so finally I said, Solly, your nerve and Grandma, please, just be still just a few seconds till we get out of the store, okay? Can you do that for me? He said, okay, Nana. You know, he realized that Nana had gotten to the pretty much the end of her patience. But Nana, when she gets a little impatient, we get a little unkind. That's the point. And so what I had to realize myself, he's being who he is, a little rambunctious, smart, though, but kid who's young and got a lot of strength and a lot of energy, and he's just enjoying what God has given him. And Nana needed to be patient with that. Oh, kids can lead you and teach you, right? Yeah, they can. That's what kids do. Hallelujah. Kids will teach us how to be patient. Kids will teach us how to be kind. And, of course, we have to turn around and teach them the same thing, right? We're supposed to teach them, but they will remind us that we ought to be kind, too. You know, sometimes in our screaming, hollering, yelling, cussing, we realize that we are setting an example for our kids. And when they start screaming, hollering, yelling, and cussing at the end of our lives, when we're acting like babies, we'll remember we sowed those seeds. Yes, we did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, you know, I think we should look at that scripture deeply and see in our lives on a daily with those that we love, because we tend to be a little bit more patient with people that are not in our homes versus those that are outside of us. Some of us, we're hell raisers inside and outside. You understand? I'm aware of that. That we tend to have a little bit more patience. And so, but God wants us to, you know, charity what? Love what? Starts at home. Then goes abroad, right? Well, that's the way it's supposed to be. So let's look back at some more scriptures. This one we chose tonight, I think, is like, yeah, 1 Corinthians is that scripture, you know, that kind of is our schoolmaster in terms of love. When we think about love being kind, you know, we're thinking about the every opportunity in our lives. You know, let me give you an example. You ever driven up to a fast food place, i.e. McDonald's or someone, and made your order, and then when you got and paid for it, then you got to the second window to get it, and you look in the bag, and it was not even what you asked for. how many of us turn around and say, excuse me, I'm so sorry, I'm checking my bag, and it's really not what I ordered. Could we just, and still we probably go, what is this? I didn't order this. Got my order wrong, and I've already paid. You know, how we do sometimes, rudeness, and that person giving you the your meal didn't make it, and probably, you know, didn't need the brunt of our anger in that regard. But listen, we forgot to be kind. Why? Because we're human, and sometimes we make mistakes. And so my mama used to tell me all the time, well, even the scripture says a soft answer turns away wrath. And when that person said, I am so sorry, let me get your order right for it. And not only that, I'm going to make sure that you get it for free. Well, that's happened sometimes. When kindness have been, you know, the order of the day. But how bad do you feel when you've been unkind and the person receiving the brunt of your anger, of your frustration, doubles down and is more than kind to you back again? Wow. Yeah. So I see now our guest is on, and just in the nick of time, I'm so glad he's here. And we're going to let him come on and do what God has given him to do. Pastor Lonnie Williams, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I'm so glad we're here. We waited on you.
Well, I appreciate it. I don't have my word with me, but I just joined in just so I could be a part of this broadcast. It's always wonderful to be able to hear what you have to say over the lines and to just be a part of the whole community of this broadcast, which includes the whole world. So.
Yeah. Absolutely. The whole world is listening. And they were really ready to hear what you had to write. So how soon will you have your paper in front of you?
maybe the next broadcast.
Because okay,
I had to bring somebody home, and they had to get home in a hurry, and they live way on the other side of town from me.
Oh,
and by the time I get back home, broadcast will be over.
Well, yeah, we will be on again next Sunday night at 9 o'clock, so we will leave your spot open because we really want to hear what you have to say. This is tonight's broadcast. Thank you, Pastor Lonnie. Thank you for coming on and joining us even in your emergency this year. Our lead scripture tonight, our love script, came from 1 Corinthians 13, and we were dealing with the first verse, love is patient and love is kind. And so tonight in our discussion of it, we're talking about how, from God's perspective, how patient he is with us and how kind he is when we are just, you know, living life like we want to live it. However, and like the prodigal son came back home and his dad didn't fuss at him. He gave him a ring and a robe and killed a fatted calf and welcomed him home and that kind of thing. And so I think God gave us a lot of examples in scriptures to where his patience was so long and so enduring so we could get it right. And we need to learn from that. And God was teaching us that, how to be patient and kind with those that he's given us to be in community and relationship with. So it gives us something to think about. What's your take on that tonight, Pastor Lonnie, about being patient?
Well, from the perspective of a single parent, single male parent raising a preteen daughter, I'm trying to learn this patience thing, and if God had wrote the book a little bit sooner or different, I'm gonna have to read this book a little deeper to find what he really says about patience with people that know better and still don't do the right thing. And sometimes that's what we do. I mean, we know better. Somewhere in the Word it says that before we knew the law, we were ignorant to the law. We didn't know we were breaking the law, so we clowned like we wanted to until we learned the law, that it was the law we were breaking, then we got ourselves straight. But when you're dealing with certain people that know the law and they still break the law, man, that patience just wears so thin. And and how God has dealt with us in our ignorance of doing the right thing until we decide we want to get it together. And sometimes he makes us get it together against our will. I did a message not too long ago about God minding my business. I'm just trying to be cool and mind my business, and he'll get in my business and make me do his business. Even, I don't know, y'all don't know what I'm talking about because y'all are always about God's business. But I'm trying to say that sometimes I don't want to do what's right. I want to go ahead, like Paul said, when I want to do what's right, I wind up doing what's wrong. Y'all don't know, I'm going to sometimes go off on my daughter because I know she know better, and then something goes ding, ding, maybe she don't know better. You didn't know better at one time, and I gave you some grace. So give her some grace. And, you know, and that's what I get from what was being said here about patience, having that patience, man, having patience with a person that knows they're in a terrible situation, a violent situation, but they want to run back to that, thinking because they got hands laid on them, that the grace of God is on them, God is going to take care of it, is what they always say, but they always keep themselves in that situation. You know, and dealing with patience, to have patience with them, because they're always calling for the rescue.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you give them the rescue, and then what they do, they turn back around, going back to where they were, like la-di-da. And that's how we do God sometimes.
That's right. We absolutely do that. And so when we think about how God gave the children of Israel space grace to get it right, so many times he would bring them through, and then once they get through, then they go back to serving, you know, their old gods again, and or they just forgot just how what a great deliverance God had given them. And
yep.
So, yeah, even the story in the scripture of Gomer, how she was a prostitute and she was married and she kept hoeing after her lovers. And God, you know, kept telling the man of God to take her back, God's long-suffering. And he's patient. And that was one of his ways of showing us just the distance he'll go with us. And I thank God that God has is like that. He'll go the distance with us. He will not quickly. As a matter of fact, he confirms that when he says in his word, I would that all of us be saved and come into the saving knowledge of who he is. He's not willing that any would perish. But he gives us ultimately the decision to do so. You know, choose this day whom you're going to serve. And then he says, oh, choose. I put before you what? Life and death. Choose life. It's an open book test, he tells us. How often have we chose death? How often have we chose to do again the wrong thing when the right thing was put before us at the same time? And just remember, as I said earlier, the next time you drive up to a fast food place and order your food, particularly don't be angry because people can go back and spit on your food. No, just kidding. But kindness goes a long way. Kindness will get you somewhere. I've been kind to police officers who could have written me a ticket, and they came back and said, I'm just going to give you a warning this time, you know, Miss Goop, and, you know, slow down or whatever like that. I'm going like, thank you, Lord. God, you put kindness on the officer's heart today. Thank you. And that's true. I think sometimes we forget how God, you know, God really commands people sometimes to just bless us anyhow. No, we don't deserve it. No, we were wrong. We were guilty. We were not, you know, doing the right thing. But God, as the scripture said, God commanded a blessing. And I said, God, I thank you for commanding a blessing in my life, for, you know, give, drop the charges. Jesus, drop the charges. Even though I was certainly guilty, certainly guilty. Well, listen, we're in the last 5 minutes of our broadcast. We're going to begin our close down with reminding you of our new schedule. I'm so excited about our new schedule. Our new schedule is that on Monday nights, we are going to be in Genesis Talks with Dr. V and a little later in the month, like I had shared. Prophetess Tanya is going to join us on Wednesday nights. Unfailing Love Ministry will be in full church Bible study mode, where we are presenting soul leadership the rest of this year, with expecting God to give us increase, you know, in our leadership skills and that kind of thing. And so join Unfailing Love Ministries at 9 p.m. on Wednesdays. Fridays, In My Key with Dr. V. You know what I do. old school and smooth jazz and love music, you know, encouraging right rewarding relationships through music and those who produce it. And then on Sunday nights, Love Scripts, where we walk through the Bible, lift up the many ways that God loves us and how he encourages us to love one another. All of these episodes of Dr. V with Love on the radio show, Internet Radio Show, will be 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, we invite you, the whole world, join us as often as you can. You can listen to this broadcast archived on Facebook, or go to the Blog Talk Radio page and look up the Dr. V with Love Show. I want you to do that. And again, thanks again for joining us. And we're going to close out tonight, and we will see you or hear from you again on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. God bless you.
All right.
Grace, peace, joy, faith, love, Dr. V.